Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, sports fans, podcast aficionados. This is the old Rough Rider himself coming to you tonight with our 322nd podcast. My, we've been cranking it out over the last few years. Tonight's topic entitled The 12 Days of Midterms. But before we begin, the Democratic Party symbol is historically the donkey or mule. You'll see why that's important once we start our broadcast. And by the way, this broadcast is set to the tune of the 12 Days of Christmas. Here we go. On the first day of midterms, my true love gave to me an unmarked mail-in ballot. On the second day of midterms, my true love gave to me two ballpoint pens and an unmarked mail-in ballot. On the third day of midterms, my true love gave to me three sheets of candidates, two ballpoint pens, and an unmarked mail-in ballot. On the fourth day of midterms, my true love gave to me four ballot measures, three sheets of candidates, two ballpoint pens, and an unmarked mail-in ballot. On the fifth day of midterms, my true love gave to me five golden mules, four ballot measures, three sheets of candidates, two ballpoint pens, and an unmarked mail-in ballot. On the sixth day of midterms, my true love gave to me six reasons for voting, five golden mules, four ballot measures, three sheets of candidates, two ballpoint pens, and an unmarked mail-in ballot. On the seventh day of midterms, my true love gave to me seven houses to canvass, six reasons for voting, five golden mules, four ballot measures, three sheets of candidates, two ballpoint pens, and an unmarked mail-in ballot. On the eighth day of midterms, my true love gave to me eight types of voter suppression, seven houses to canvass, six reasons for voting, five golden mules, four ballot measures, three sheets of candidates, two ballpoint pens, and an unmarked mail-in ballot. On the ninth day of midterms, my true love gave to me nine ways to vote, eight types of voter suppression, seven houses to canvass, six reasons for voting, five golden mules, four ballot measures, three sheets of candidates, and two ballpoint pens, and an unmarked mail-in ballot. On the 10th day of midterms, my true love gave to me $10 for bus fare, nine ways to count, nine ways to vote, eight types of voter suppression, seven houses to canvass, six reasons for voting, five golden mules, four ballot measures, three sheets of candidates, two ballpoint pens, and an unmarked mail-in ballot. On the 11th day of midterms, my true love gave to me 11 polling precincts, $10 for bus fare, nine ways to vote, eight types voter suppression, seven houses to canvass, six reasons for voting, five golden mules, four ballot measures, three sheets of candidates, two ballpoint pens, and an unmarked mail-in ballot. On the 12th day of midterms, my true love gave to me. 12 political pollsters, 11 polling precincts, $10 for bus fare, 9 ways to vote, 8 types voter suppression, 7 houses to canvass, 6 reasons for voting, 5 golden mules, 4 ballot measures, 3 sheets of candidates, 2 ballpoint pens, and an unmarked mail-in ballot. Yeah! We got 12 more days, sons of bitches. Get your ass out to the polls. Ain't no excuses, okay? Get her done. Get it and get her done. This is the old Ruff Ryder himself. That was our 322nd podcast, y'all. We're rounding third, and we are going to steal home. And as always, stay well, but do keep it lit. And remember, we ride, but we know you ain't just along for the ride, because, after all, it's you all that decide. Howdy doody, and thank you kindly. Over and out. Ciao.